Sean, Neil Davidson from the Canadian Press.
The Canadian Press, man. Were you a COVID bank account stealer too? Were you on board with that? We got one of the fucking commies with the press. We got to know where this man stands. Were you non-biased? He's gonna go back and fucking give my bank account information to fucking Trudeau.
You might not know it yet, but Sean Strickland just became your favorite UFC fighter. The UFC returns to Canada this Saturday, and middleweight champion Sean Strickland showed up to a press conference on Wednesday and went absolutely scorched earth on the pathetically weak legacy media in this country. And of course, the champion pulled no punches when talking about Justin Trudeau.
Trudeau.
Hearing someone speak the truth without a filter and without fear of reprisal from the media or his employer is just so refreshing. When one ultra-progressive legacy media journalist tried to throw a gotcha question at Strickland and get him canceled for previous comments he made about the transgender insanity going on in the world, Sean Strickland countered with a devastating blow, calling out this legacy media journalist for being the enemy of Canada. Pure gold.
Like, dude, this guy is a fucking enemy.
After years of demeaning the Canadian public, propagandizing on behalf of the Liberal government, and canceling anyone with a public platform who dares to question the narrative, I think it's safe to assume that these journalists had no idea what just hit them. Stick around for the ratio of the week, drop a like in the video, help us out by subscribing to the True North YouTube channel, and the common question for the episode is this. Is Sean Strickland right? Is the legacy media in Canada the enemy of Canada? Let me know your answer in the comments below, and let's get into it. UFC champ Sean Strickland rocked up to Canada for his fight on Saturday night and immediately started dropping bombs on the Canadian legacy media and Justin Trudeau. We'll start with this first viral clip making the rounds on social media. When a question from journalist Alexander Lee about Strickland's past comments about the transgender insanity going on in the world and how that might impact Toronto's supportive gay and lesbian community. Well, Lee didn't even get a chance to ask his question before Strickland put him in his place. Check this out.
I did want to ask, you know, you're in Toronto. Welcome. Glad to hear it. It's been great.
Are you Canadian?
Of course I am.
Are you part of the fucking opposition? Are you?
I don't know how to phrase that.
You. I mean, you got like fucking. Yeah.
Well, I did want to ask.
Did you vote for Trudeau?
You know, I'm not going to say.
And let me tell you something right now. If a man says he's not going to say, like, if you ask a motherfucker, did you vote for Biden? He's like, well, I'm not going to say. That's none of your business. He voted for fucking Biden.
Sean, I'm glad you've had great experiences.
So this is what I'm talking about, you guys. The enemy of Canada.
Sure. All right. That's what it's got to be. We've got a pretty supportive gay and lesbian community in this city. I did want to ask you about something you wrote a couple of years ago. You said, if I had a gay son, I would think I'd...
Oh, look, another. I'm saying to you, the swamp, you guys, the swamp.
You become a champion, you become a star, and someone says...
Let me ask you something. Are you gay?
Are you gay? Can I get an answer?
Well, no, I'm asking. This is a part of the... Are you a gay man?
I'm an ally of the community.
Okay. If you had a son and he was like, you know, you had a son, he was gay, you'd be like, oh man, you don't want a grandkid?
No problem with it.
Oh man, well, dude, you're a weak fucking man, dude. You're like, you're part of the fucking problem. You elected Justin Trudeau. Like, when he sees the bank accounts, like, you're just fucking pathetic. And the fact that you have no fucking backbone and has he shut down your fucking country and seized bank accounts, you ask me some stupid shit like that, go fuck yourself. Move the fuck on, man.
That doesn't really answer the question.
The enemy of Canada. You just love to hear it. Imagine if we had some politicians treat the legacy media like this. If the media treats you like garbage, why give them any respect? They're not doing actual journalism. They're simply just trying to cancel anyone who doesn't align with their far-left progressive narrative. Of course, the question that Alexander Lee eventually asks Sean Strickland has nothing to do with his fight on Saturday night. Instead, it has to do with Toronto's LGBT community.
But I did want to ask also things you said about the trans community. You said this past October when they announced the Bud Light sponsorship that you'd go so hard on Bud Light in your next fight, they'll have to accept me or denounce me when they know what they stand for. Are you still going to use your fight time to kind of speak on that?
Here's the thing about Bud Light. 10 years ago, to be trans was a mental fucking illness. And now all of a sudden, people like you have fucking weaseled your way into the world. You are an infection. You are the definition of weakness. Everything that is wrong with the world is because of fucking you. And the best thing is the world's not buying it. The world's not buying your fucking bullshit you're fucking peddling. The world is not saying, you know what? You're right. Chicks have dicks. The world's not saying that. World's saying, no, there are two genders. I don't want my kids being taught about, you know, who they could fuck in school. I don't want my kids being taught about, you know, their sexual preference.
You may not like the choice of language Strickland used in that clip, and fair enough, but you'd struggle to find anything in what Strickland just said that wasn't true. The most refreshing part about this is how he handles this journalist. You're pathetic. You have no backbone. You're weak. You let Justin Trudeau get elected. He just calls up the media for what they are. These self-important, arrogant legacy media journalists who've made a career off of canceling people and peddling government-approved narratives while taking taxpayer money need to be called out to their faces every now and then. And it's so refreshing to hear, isn't it? And believe it or not, it just keeps getting better from there. Take a look at what happened when a Canadian Press journalist stepped up to the mic.
Sean, Neil Davidson from the Canadian Press.
The Canadian Press, man. Were you a COVID bank account stealer too? Were you on board with that?
No.
Are you left wing or right wing? Were you a Trudeau? We got one of the fucking commies with a press. We got to know where this man stands. Were you non-biased?
I think I'll ask the questions here.
Oh, he thinks he'll ask. Oh, we fucking know. Maybe I should just pass on this motherfucker. He's gonna go back. He's gonna go back and fucking give my bank account information to fucking Trudeau.
Well, it's probably a good bank account.
Can we claim Strickland as one of our own at this point? Give him honorary citizenship? Commie journalist, bank account stealer? Just so good. But notice something as well. When Strickland says that you're gonna give my bank account information to Justin Trudeau, the journalist doesn't say, no, I don't support that. I think that was a little too far from the government. He goes, it was probably a good bank account. The same goes for that Alexander Lee journalist. He didn't even have the backbone to stand up for himself when Strickland called him the enemy of Canada. He simply just said, if that's what it's gonna be, that's what it's gonna be. But Strickland is absolutely right about the legacy media in this country, and in particular, about the Canadian press. Strickland did his homework because the second that journalist said he was from the Canadian press, he immediately piped up and called him out for peddling Justin Trudeau's narrative. The legacy media and the Canadian press did exactly what Sean Strickland pointed out. All throughout the pandemic, the legacy media handheld the government as they instituted unconstitutional and authoritarian mandates on the people. They didn't push back ever on the government when they decided to freeze the bank accounts of peaceful Canadian protesters. And of course, the media, while taking money from the Canadian government, smeared Canadians who wanted to make their own medical decisions. He knew exactly what was coming from these journalists in Toronto. The journalist who asked that first question to Strickland that I showed you in that clip has this tweet pinned to the top of his X profile. With the UFC 297 main event in Toronto announced, a reminder, trans women are women with a transgender flag. Now, of course, the UFC, Dana White, they're not trying to cancel Sean Strickland for his comments. The UFC is probably the only sports league in the world that actually allows their athletes to say whatever they want to say. Unlike basically any other sports league where if you said what Sean Strickland said, you would never see the light of day again. But that didn't stop one publication, OutSports, an LGBT sports blog, from trying to get Sean Strickland canceled from the fight altogether. MMA fighter Sean Strickland called a journalist who asked about his own awful comments about having a gay son an infection and way beyond. Strickland should be suspended from UFC 297. His language went way beyond anything remotely acceptable. And just so you know where the journalist who asked Strickland about his previous comments is coming from, he made it all about himself in this article. I come from a city that has a very strong LGBTQ community, Lee told OutSports after the encounter with Strickland. I've never been comfortable with a lot of fighters' stances on LGBTQ issues, and he's been worse than most. I felt it was my responsibility to communities in the city of Toronto to ask these questions. It's your responsibility to ask questions about the fight on Saturday night, not to try and get Sean Strickland canceled for his comments, none of which were particularly that offensive, given that most people seem to agree with Strickland. Now, the best meltdown from Sean Strickland's comments didn't come from a journalist at the press conference. It came from this guy named Mike Ryan on the Dan Lebatard show. Take a look at this meltdown.
That is b- that we allow that. It's b- and we can't ignore it. And we should, because while the UFC isn't going to do anything about it, I would challenge ESPN to make a public statement on this. Because that kind of hate is going over their airwaves. The Walt Disney Company. What? Are you a chicken shit? That you allow this with impunity regularly, but it's never been this vile. The guy's wearing a t-shirt that says, "Women belong in the kitchen, a gun in every hand." Disney's a family company. Hell, Disney's a company. Take family out of it. This is revolting. You have that guy's last name on a pay-per-view. At the very least, condemn it.
It's revolting that Sean Strickland would speak the truth in such a brash way. I can't believe he's wearing a shirt that says, "A woman in every kitchen and a gun in every hand." It's revolting. Put out a statement, condemn Strickland, cancel Strickland. When did MMA journalists become so woke and pathetic? This is MMA, hand-to-hand combat. What sport do these guys think they're reporting on here? This isn't curling. Oh, it's some big surprise that people who get punched in the head for a living aren't perfect spokesmen for the woke, lefty LGBT cause? These sports journalists in Canada have made a living off of getting people canceled. Remember what the journalists did to Anthony Bass when he dared to share a Christian influencer's Instagram post as an Instagram story over the Target and Bud Light boycott? The journalists chased him out of the MLB, forced a Maoist-style confession video on him, and then got him canceled afterwards. Now, this is to say nothing at all, of course, about what the media did to Don Cherry, for simply pointing out in this country that many people refuse to wear the poppy during Remembrance Day. For that, a great Canadian legend has to be booted off air. You've even got so-called sports journalists like Bruce Arthur over at the Toronto Star, who went from reporting on hockey to being a full-fledged cheerleader of the government's handling of the pandemic. I have to say, it's just so great to see athletes like Sean Strickland put these journalists in their place and call out Justin Trudeau for what he's been doing to Canadians all these years. Best of luck on Saturday night. All right, everyone, that's going to do it for us this week on the show. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Harrison Faulkner, and this is Ratio.